Born in Exile by George Gissing.
Track 1.
Born in Exile by George Gissing. Edited by David Grills.
Born in Exile, Gissing declared, was a book I had to write. The 11th novel by an author who had specialised in acrid studies of the London poor, then switched to dissections of middle-class mores, it was published in 1892. The previous year had seen the publication of Gissing's one acknowledged masterpiece, New Grub Street. Like that novel, Born in Exile combines acute psychology with mordant social analysis. It is excellent on shame, jealousy, temptation, the hopes and resentments of the socially thwarted, the nerve frets of anxious intellectuals. It also deals with large late Victorian issues, the conflict between science and religion, the insidious persistence of the class system, the question of the relations between the sexes, the loosening grip of conventional morality. Yet it is a novel in which almost nothing happens. In outline, its plot could scarcely be simpler. Godwin Peake, a young man of humble origins, weary of exclusion from refined society, finds himself playing the hypocrite with a respectable family called the Warwickhams. He pretends to be studying for holy orders, when in fact he has published an anonymous article attacking fashionable Christian attempts to reconcile religion with evolution.